Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing these messages to you for 20 years now. And we praise the Lord for this radio station, for all the prayers and support from you, the listener. And we thank the Lord for this day. It's a day He has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If this is your first time listening today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday. Make this a regular stop on your Sunday schedule. And for those of you who've been with us for many years, we say thank you to you. We appreciate you. And we hope you also continue to come back each and every Sunday. Today, we're going to be talking about the battlefield of the mind. And this is a series of messages regarding spiritual warfare, how to deal with the enemy, how to deal with the destructive schemes and wiles of the enemy in your life so that you can fulfill your destiny, can move forward in the kingdom of God and what God has called you to do. And so we're going to be looking at a lot of scripture. We're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And we'll start in verse 3, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, here in just a minute. Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. Before we get into this message, I want to give you a brief update what's going on here in Kenya. The children are all home and out of school for 2 months until the 1st of January. It's a long vacation for them. And so we're dealing with them every day, trying to find things for them to do. They're helping us on the farm and helping cook and all that kind of stuff, trying to teach them some vocational skills. We have a project in mind. We want to invite you to participate. Help us build a primary school. We have 2 acres of land right next to the children's home, and we want to build a primary school for 200 to 300 students of Makunda. And it'll be grades 1 through 8 with a preschool. And so this is going to be a great school for them, learn the basics of education. But at the same time, we're going to be teaching them about Christian doctrine, stories of the Bible, and singing songs of the Bible. And so this is going to be an evangelism outreach to not only our children, but children of other faiths from the village of Makunda. So we're trusting the Lord. We're asking the Lord for $300,000 to build this school. And we invite you to partner with us on that. If you have any questions, email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com. And we can talk about this project. We'd love to see you get involved. And we want to get started on it as soon as possible, get it going and get it finished so we can get these children in school. Well, today we're going to be talking about the battlefield of the mind, and this is a very big subject, and it has to do with spiritual warfare, how the devil attacks us, how the devil attacks, and he comes at us in our weakest moment many times. He knows our weaknesses, the demons know our weaknesses, and so it's very important that you guard your heart and guard your mind. And so those two terms, the heart, the mind, the will, and the soul are somewhat interchangeable. The heart is, of course, not the beating heart. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the heart, the seat of passion, the seat of desire, the will that comes out of that, the emotions that come out of your heart. And at the same time, it is somewhat interchangeable with your mind. And your mind, we're not talking about the brain, but we're talking about the thoughts and the functioning of the brain that bring forth the thinking capacities, bring forth the thinking ability that man alone has been created by God in the image of God. And so we have creative capacity, we have creative ability in our mind, and we can also know salvation because we can choose between good and evil. We can choose a Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior, who went to the cross and died for us. We can choose good over sin. We can choose repentance. We can choose forgiveness. And this all emanates from our mind, from our will, from our heart, And so we are unique among all the creation of God. We are unique and the highest creation of God. God wanted fellowship with man, and so he created Adam and Eve to have fellowship with him. And we are in that same situation today. God desires fellowship with you. He desires fellowship with me. And so he has given us the plan of salvation that we can come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, have the Holy Spirit of God abide in us and with us, and we can have fellowship with God. We don't have to wait until we die and go to heaven. Yes, that's going to be a glorious day. Yes, that's going to be a wonderful, indescribable day beyond any comprehension that we have. And yet we can start to live a heavenly life here on this earth, walk in the glory of God, walk in the anointing that he has placed upon us as a child of God. And we can come to be known as a child of God, and we can know him as he knows us. Not totally. That will only happen after we die, but we can come to know God and walk in a heavenly kingdom glory here on this earth. And that is God's will. That is God's plan for your life. And he spoke that plan over you even before you were born. He spoke that plan over you. And that is his will to fulfill your destiny, to fulfill your calling, wants to see happen. And he is with us every step of the way to fulfill that calling. Well, in 2 Corinthians 10, 3, the Apostle Paul here has a great teaching on the battlefield of the mind. He has a great teaching here that if you take this seriously and apply it to your life, you can rid yourself through the power of God. You can rid yourself of demonic thoughts, demonic actions, strongholds in your life, addictions, all kinds of perversions, all kinds of things that tear you down and tear you away from God's plan for your life. And it is given to us here to focus on each and every thought that comes into our mind. And when you think back about Adam and Eve, they were given instructions in the garden not to touch the tree of the fruit of good and evil. And yet the devil came in the form of a serpent. The devil came to Eve and he said, God did not tell you that you couldn't touch that tree, did he? And so she started to agree with the serpent. She started to agree, and he was calling God a liar, but she started to agree with him. She didn't take that thought captive. And so eventually she ate that fruit, handed it to Adam. He ate of that fruit. And so that was the fall of man. And since that day, we've been dealing with the serpent. Since that day, we've been dealing with trying to get back to God, trying to be redeemed back to God. And so that is where we are today in 2025. So Paul says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or not fleshly, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Well, let me stop right there and say, beloved, it doesn't matter how many days you go to the gym and lift weights. I'm all for keeping yourself in good shape. I'm all for getting in good condition, losing weight, whatever, cardiovascular training. But that isn't going to help you in your battle with the devil, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle isn't a physical battle. It doesn't help you to learn Tai Chi. It doesn't help you to get guns or machetes, because the Apostle Paul says here, the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, they're not carnal, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And so if you want to defeat the enemy in your life, you have to pick up the weapons that God has given you in the battle. You have to pick up those weapons and go into the battle with these weapons that God has given you. And if you don't do that, the devil is going to kick you every single time. He's going to defeat you. And if you've been going around the same mountain and struggling against the same strongholds, against pornography, against alcohol, drinking excessively, or smoking cigarettes, smoking pot, all this kind of stuff, if you don't have the weapons that God has given you and freely use those weapons, freely access those weapons in your battle against the enemy, you're not going to be able to defeat the enemy. And that's why many people go through the rehabilitation time. They go through it 3, 4, or 5 times. They're defeated every time because they don't focus on the weapons that God has given them. They don't focus on the time that they need to spend in prayer and in Bible study, and we'll look at those weapons here in just a minute. But you have to focus on the spiritual weapons to defeat a spiritual enemy. You have to focus on the spiritual weapons to get above the enemy, and the power of God will allow you to kick the enemy out of your life, kick the devil out of your life. The power of God will allow you to defeat the enemy. You don't have to be subservient to him. You don't have to let him beat you down to the point you're in despair and depressed. You want to take your own life. God has a better plan for you, and he has the weapons for you to allow you to be victorious. And so Paul goes on to say that these weapons are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Well, beloved, the devil doesn't have the power to defeat God. The devil doesn't have the authority to defeat God. He was kicked out of heaven with a third of the angels who were in rebellion with the devil. They went with him. They were kicked out of heaven. And the demons that torment you, the demons that torment me, they can be defeated through the power of God, because greater is he that is in you. Greater is the God that is in you, the Holy Spirit that is in you, than that little he who is in the world. And that little he talks about the devil. He is the ruler of this world. Jesus made that very clear, that the devil has dominion over the world right now. Jesus said he is the ruler of the world, but he said, Jesus said that I have overcome the world. So if you line yourself with Jesus, you yoke yourself with Jesus, you can overcome the world. And that little he, that little devil who is causing you so much trouble, causing you so much problem, that little he can be kicked out of your life, and you can move forward as a conqueror, as a victorious child of God. You can move forward, and you can know then the secret, you can know the victory that God has for you. Well, verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so the devil always keeps coming at you with arguments. Well, God didn't tell you this, did he? God didn't want to keep you away from the fun that you could have out on Saturday night drinking with the boys. God didn't want to keep you from the fun of sitting around in a circle snorting cocaine or smoking pot or all of this stuff. God, he's just a killjoy. He's trying to keep you from having a good time in life. Eat, drink, and be merry, and you'll enjoy your life. So the devil will always come to you with arguments, and it is a lie from the pit of hell. The devil is a liar. He's been a murderer and a liar from the beginning. John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and life abundantly. So you have to make up your mind. You have to decide in your mind and then exert your will, your heart, your passion, your desires to get into your mind the things of God, the things that can help you defeat these arguments of the devil. And every high thing, Paul says, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, beloved, the highest thing that you can embrace in your life is God's plan for your life. That's the highest thing you can have for your life is to fulfill your destiny here on this earth. All of the decisions that you make about your job, about your family, even your spouse, they're all very important decisions. What you do on a Friday night, whether you go to the football game or whether you go drinking with the boys, every decision you make is important. Even the most important decisions about marriage and all that, they don't compare to the decision that you make in your mind. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the highest thing that you can embrace in your life, the highest thing is to align yourself with Almighty God. You were created in His image, and align yourself and to seek His face, seek Him, seek His plan for your life. And beloved, when you do that, when you decide that's the most important thing in your life, Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek me first and my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek me first and my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The desire you have for a good family, the desire you have, maybe you're in treatment right now, maybe you're in prison right now, the desire you have to get out and do what God has called you to do, to live a noble life, an honorable life, a life of integrity, God has that plan for you. And when you get aligned with God and you desire in your own heart and seek Him with your desire, exert your will, put those things to practice in your life, beloved, you will have success. And those high things that the devil keeps putting into your mind, those lies from the pit of hell, you will defeat them, and you will start to understand when you take your thoughts captive, you can defeat the devil in your life. You can start to make plans to go to church. You can start to make plans to join a Bible study. You can start to make plans to do great things in your life, because the power of God will enable you and allow you to do that. So let's look at verse 5 again. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is the greatest thing you can have in your life, to come to know God. Jesus said, seek me first. And so when you come to know God, you're going to be seeking God first in your life, first thing in your morning. You're going to want to read your Bible. You're going to want to pray. All of these things come from a desire to know God. Bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Well, that's a Paulism there. He's saying, in other words, just be obedient to what God has called you to do, and you take it one thought at a time. When the devil puts thoughts in your mind, well, I need to get on the computer and look at some pornography sites. When the devil puts those thoughts in your mind, right then, get your feet walking in another direction. Find something else to do. Go out to the shop and make something out of wood. Do something different besides what the devil is lying to you about. Do something different. Get a hold of your Bible. Pick it up and read it. I've been reading the Bible. Praise God, I need to read it more, but I've been reading the Bible clear through for about 25 years. And beloved, it has changed my life. It is what caused me to want to get on the radio and preach the gospel. It is what caused me to want to preach crusades in Africa and stand in front of thousands of people and tell them about Jesus Christ. And so when you start to read the Bible, you will be transformed. You will be changed by the words that are in that book. You'll be transformed because the Bible is the Word of God, and it is quick and powerful. And it can change your life just as it did mine. Well, so Paul says, take every thought captive. And so your mind is the key to this battle. It isn't about physical strength. The mind is the key. So you have to train your mind. And the weapons, I'm going to just briefly describe the weapons, I think, that are so important that God has given us. The first one is prayer. God wants you to pray to Him. His desire is for fellowship with you. You fellowship with him through prayer. It can be warfare prayer. It can be prayer of intercession for other people. It can be prayer of praise and thanksgiving. Many different kinds of prayer. It can be fasting and prayer for situations that require urgency or situations that require great sacrifice and great seeking of the Lord's face. There's many different kinds of prayer, but prayer is so important in your life. You have to get it established in your life each and every day. You can walk down the street and pray as you're walking. You can drive down the highway, pray as you're driving. All of these different ways to pray. Just pray, pray, pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. How do you do that? Well, you just get in a habit, instead of just letting your mind wander and letting your mind go here and there and constantly being entertained thoughts of me, 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 what can selfish me do? You pray for other people. You pray for your church leaders. You pray for your national leaders, for the president and his cabinet. And so you pray without ceasing. That is the number one weapon of our warfare. The second is to study God's word. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide asunder between the soul and the spirit, the bones and the marrow, even to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so the word of God, when you study God's word, it starts to cut between your soul and your spirit. We are a three-part being. The Apostle Paul tells us, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we are a three-part being. We are body, and we are soul, and we are spirit. The soul is the intermediary between the body and the spirit. The spirit is that part of you that wants to communicate with God. That spirit is that part of you that the Holy Spirit of God wants to inhabit, wants to take over, wants to reside in. And the soul is that part that connects the spirit with the flesh. The flesh is what people see when they see you. The flesh is that part of you that wants to be gratified, is always looking for selfish interests, wants to be gratified, eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we die. And so that soul makes connections with the spirit world and also with the fleshly world. And when your soul is polluted and your soul is defiled with all kinds of stuff, alcohol and cigarettes and all kinds of drugs and even gluttony and all of these things, they pollute and defile the soul to the point where your soul then needs to be separated from your spirit that wants to communicate with God. And so the word of God can come in and separate. It is quick and powerful. It is like a two-edged sword. It wants to separate between the soul and the spirit and get those ungodly, unholy, unhealthy connections to the world, to the devil's kingdom, separate them so that your spirit then can receive that which is good, that which is honorable, that which is pure, that which is righteous and holy. It can receive that, and then your soul then is in alignment with your spirit, and they are together in worship of God. And that brings me to the third thing that is a weapon for us, and that is the fellowship, the encouragement of the saints, the encouragement of having people walk with us and encourage us and believe with us, pray for you when you need strength, pray for you when you need encouragement. And so in Hebrews 10, Apostle Paul writes here in verse 24, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another or encouraging one another, and so much more as you see the day or the end day, the day of the Lord's return, and so much more as you see the day approaching. And so God encourages us. The Apostle Paul is encouraging us. Be in the assembly. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Church is very important. A lot of people have a very poor attitude towards church. They think they're too important or too good to go to church. And the Apostle Paul is saying, we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but we should gather together to encourage one another, strengthen each other, pray for each other. And that is God's will, that we be part of the fellowship, the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head, the church is the body. And so it is important for you to be connected to a church, be connected to other believers, so that you can encourage them, they can encourage you, and you can then walk in the destiny, the fulfillment, the calling that God has for you. Well, God's plan for you is to be victorious. I hope you got that out of this message. Jesus said, seek me first. And so if you seek him first, the other things will fall in place. Get your Bible out and read it every day. Pray every day. Spend time with the Lord. Shut off your phone. Shut off your TV. Spend time with the Lord, and you will be a conqueror. You will be victorious, and you will have a testimony of how you defeated the devil in your life. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. 20 years now, we've been bringing these messages. We thank the Lord for all the good messages. We invite you to partner with this ministry, help keep these radio broadcasts coming to you each and every week, and also all of the good projects we have going here in Africa, building of that school, keeping the children's home going, keeping the children fed and in school. And we invite you to partner with us for all of these great projects. Contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Check us out on PayPal, paypal.me/ Gather the Outcast. That's paypal.me/ Gather the Outcast. You can look at pictures on Facebook at Jim Rao Facebook, and we would love to hear from you today. Sit down today, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, include prayer requests if you have them. We'd love to hear from you today. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.